How's everybody doing today? Thank you for coming out. Before we get started, Jordan and Annie said I could say a couple things on my own behalf. And I just want to thank whoever did this sunlight, because we don't have a gloomy wedding today, so that's awesome. I've known Jordan and Annie for a few years now, and I am happy and honored to be here today. This is one of the greatest honors of my life. I've been with my wife for about 10 years now, and we got married last year. And since I've known her, she's had this sign that hung in her room, and I didn't understand it, but it said, life is a dance to the music within you. Okay, life is a dance to the music within you. I get it now. The world is a scary and beautiful place. So what better than to have somebody you can share everything with to dance alongside you, okay? I've known Jordan and Annie not only as musicians, but as a couple now. And it's been really, really beautiful to watch them come together like this. So I just want to thank everybody for letting me stand here today and for letting me do this. So we'll get started. You guys ready? Okay. Yeah. Welcome, friends, families, and honored guests. We are here today to celebrate love. Love organizes our large and sometimes unpredictable world. It is that which enshrines and ennobles our human experience. It is the basis for the peace of family and the peace of the peoples of the earth. The greatest gift bestowed upon humans is the gift of love, freely given between two persons. All of you that are present today, in one way or another, have been part of Annie and Jordan's life. On behalf of the bride and groom, a hearty welcome to all. Today we witness a marriage that began with music. Jordan had asked Annie to take part in a musical collaboration, which later led to so much more. From that beginning in a garage practice space, their love has grown exponentially and reached towards the infinite. Innumerable factors have joined them together, adding to both of their lives to create something greater than that which existed before. And now today, Annie and Jordan became a set that is natural, sometimes complex, and occasionally irrational, but always real. In marriage, two people turn to each other and search for greater fulfillment than either can achieve alone. Marriage is a bold step, taken together into an unknown future. It is risking who we are for the sake of who we can be. Only in giving ourselves fully and sharing our lives with one another can the mysterious process of growth take place. Only in loyalty and devotion bestowed upon one another can that which is eternal in life emerge and be known to among us. Two among us who have stood apart come together now to declare their love and to be united in marriage. The words we say today have no magic or prophetic powers. The power of the wedding vows is merely a reflection of a reality that already exists in the hearts and minds of those two people. Annie and Jordan, nothing I can say or nothing you can say to each other will ensure a long, happy, and satisfying and committed marriage. Only your love for one another and your integrity to make your commitment real can do that. The next thing I'm going to read is an excerpt from The Bridge Across the River by Richard Bach. A soulmate is someone who has locks that fit our keys and keys to fit our locks. When we feel safe enough to open these locks, our truest selves step out, and we can be completely and honestly who we are. We can be loved for who we are and not for who we're pretending to be. Each unveils the best part of the other. No matter what else goes wrong around us, with that one person, we are safe in our own paradise. Our soulmate is someone who shares our deepest longings, our sense of direction. When we're two balloons and together our direction is up, chances are, we have found the right person. Our soulmate is the one who makes life come to life. People have been united in marriage in all lands and all cultures. In marriages everywhere, two individuals leave their families that raised them to begin a new family. At this time, we ask the parents of the bride and groom to stand to bless this marriage. Do you, who have lovingly raised and nurtured these two individuals, offer your blessing for their marriage, promising to support them, understand them, and encourage them in their solemn endeavor. In the years ahead, if you agree, please say we do.
We do.
And to the witnesses and honored guests here today, I ask the same question. Do you offer your blessing for the marriage, promising to support them, understand them, and encourage them in the solemn endeavor in the years ahead? If you agree, please say we do.
We do.
Now, Annie and Jordan will commemorate their marriage by creating a unity painting. And while they paint to celebrate their love, I'll read the following words from the late John Lennon. There are two basic motivating forces, fear and love. When we are afraid, we pull back from life. When we are in love, we open to all that life has to offer with passion, excitement, and acceptance. We need to learn to love ourselves first in all our glory and imperfections. If we cannot love ourselves, we cannot fully open to our ability to love others or our potential to create. So I believe Jeff had some kind words he wanted to say today. Is that right?
Sure. Sure. Take the mic, brother. Thanks. Yeah, man.
Nice. Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is such a cool day.
It is.
Are you recording this? Because you're not going to remember any of this.
We sadly I think this aren't.
That's okay.
Oh, video. Okay, there we go.
Good. Well, I am Annie's cousin, and what a privilege and honor it is to give just an opportunity to share a few words on love with both of you today. Michel, ma belle, sont des mots qui vont très bien ensemble. Très bien ensemble. Some things are timeless. Some things everyone knows. McCartney's and Lennon's classic is timeless in its beauty, timeless in its simplicity, and timeless in its romantic call from a lover to his beloved. These words bridge the generational gaps between Beethoven and Belafonte, between Chopin and The Clash, between Grieg and Green Day. We know these words whether we grew up listening to Sinatra, Elvis, The Rolling Stones, U2, Coldplay, Citizen Fish, or Mike V and the Rats. And yes, this is the first time in any wedding that I ever referred to Mike V and the Rats. But more than the words or the lyrics, this tune connects with us because it engages our senses in a distinctly human emotion, love. We hear this song and we picture the essence of love. We celebrate the tenderness of the name of love. You see, the singer, Paul, calls out to his beloved in a distinct, special, and authentically unique way. Love is the language of pet names, an attempt to name the unnameable. Michelle is so prized by her lover that she is given a special name, Ma Belle, which is so deep, so emotional, so central that even a description does little to fully explain. The singer says, Michelle, my beauty, these are the words that go together well. For me, Michelle, the essence of your beauty, the depth of your being is inseparable from the song of my heart. You, Michelle, make my heart sing. Another secretly understood way of defining you is required beyond your given name. If you listen to any couple that has been married for some time, you will hear this language of love. Names and words that mean nothing outside of the promises of love, and you have those for each other. The Beatles weren't the first to use music to try to capture the essence of love. Annie and Jordan, now that you are just about married, you can open the explicit and sensual Song of Solomon for dozens of graphic examples of a lover trying to describe his beloved in song. Words can open the heart. Music explores the heart with its deepest depths in the hidden places. Music is the language of the soul. Music reminds us of that which is well-tempered, well-timed, that which has harmony. It reminds us of unison. It is like a good drummer and bass player. No matter your musical preferences, you know that when you're listening to a band that is in lockstep together, you know that they are well combined. Marriage is the same way. People know when a couple go together well. People know when the music of love is well played. Jordan and Annie, these are words that go together well. Yes, they go together well. The looks you give each other, the respect that you have, the touches you share, the tenderness, the protection, the freedom. These are the words that go together well in describing how you two are with each other. There will be times where the music fades, when the beat gets dim, when the parts of the harmony just seem to be clanging cymbals, but this is where the promise to the band comes in. Some of the best albums in history came after some of the worst albums in history because of the commitment to the band. What goes together well, may it always be so. But when you seem to be playing two different songs, remember the harmony of today. Press through, take a voice lesson, get Ringo some time with Buddy Rich. Remember your music of love. Remember the names that you use for each other and use them often. They are your lyrics. They represent your promises. Use them in good times and in bad times. These names are the theme of your symphony. Jordan and Annie, love is timeless, and we celebrate today the special music that you two make together. Love is bigger than either one of you. It is bigger than any single human being. The mystery of life is learning to live in love. Find the source of love, and you will find light and life. Not just an emotion, not just a feeling, but life itself. May the music you make together lead you into deeper depths of love. May it lead you into life.
So now it's time for the vows. You guys ready? Matching iPhones. Hey, go ahead, bud. Yeah, look at her.
Yeah. All right. Annie, from the moment I met you, I wanted to know you. When we finally became friends, I felt like I was the luckiest man alive for every minute I spent with you. When we became more, I knew I was the luckiest man alive. And now we're here. I'm the luckiest man to have ever existed. I get to spend the rest of my life with you at my side. I vow that I will never take that for granted. Additionally, I vow the following. I will always love you. I will protect you with my life. We will always be creative together. And I'll never make you stop watching your girly vampire shows. In conclusion, you're awesome. You make me super happy. And with our powers combined, we rock so hard that we should probably wear signs saying that when we're together, all those within 20 feet are in danger of having their minds exploded with sheer secondhand joy. I love you.
Stand up here, do the same thing you did so they can hear you. Speak up.
Jordan, you are my best friend and my soulmate. When we are together, I feel like I'm the person I want to be. And it's because you've inspired me to be that person. I promise to reflect your patience and thoughtfulness, of which you always have an abundance. I promise to take care of you, even when all I want to do is watch Netflix. I promise to always love you with all of my being, to be supportive of all your endeavors, and to encourage you to reach for the stars. Together, we are so much more than we were apart. You and I are bigger than the sound, and you and I are infinite. I love you.
Alrighty, Marcos, you got those rings, buddy? What's up? They're not on there?
It's you know okay. Where they're at? They're right here.
Oh, you bet. Okay. Okay. Let's get the boxes open. Here, let's try this out. Can you do me a favor? Can you stand right there and flip the pillow upside down? Flip it like that? Oh, you don't want that. Here. Let's do this. Okay. Put that ring. How should we do this? Does it come right out? I'm going to set it on the box. I'm going to have him hold that so I can read. You guys know which rings go to who, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to set these right here. Oh, dude. Okay. There we go. There we go. All right. Oh, just stand right there. You good? Okay. All right. Now we're doing the exchanging of the rings. So Annie, I'm going to start with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you, Annie, accept this man, Jordan, as your husband, joining with him today in matrimony, offering your friendship and loving care, honoring his growth and freedom as well as your own, cherishing and respecting him, loving and embracing him in times at in adversity and times of joy? If so, answer now, I do.
I do.
Okay. Please grab one of the rings there. Okay. Please repeat after me, okay? With this ring.
With this ring.
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
Take it as a sign.
Take it as a sign.
Of my everlasting and unconditional love.
Of my everlasting and unconditional love.
With all that I am.
With all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
From this day forward as your wife.
From this day forward as your wife.
Okay, now Jordan. Do you, Jordan, accept this woman, Annie, as your wife, joining with her today in matrimony, offering your friendship and loving care, honoring her growth and freedom as well as your own, cherishing and respecting her, loving and embracing her in times of adversity and times of joy? If so, answer now, I do.
I do.
Please take the ring. Okay, place it on our hand. Oh, no, is that the right? Yeah, that's the right one. Okay, you're good. Okay, now repeat after me, okay? With this ring,
with this ring,
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
Take this as a sign.
Take this as a sign.
Of my everlasting.
Of my everlasting.
And unconditional love.
And unconditional love.
With all that I am.
With all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
From this day forward as your husband.
From this day forward as your husband.
Love freely given has no giver or receiver. You are each the giver and each the receiver. The wedding ring is a symbol, invisible form, of the unbroken cycle of your love, so that wherever you go, you may always return to your shared life together. May these rings always call to mind the power of your love. Okay. Annie and Jordan, in the presence of your family and friends who have joined you to share this moment of joy, you have declared your deep love and affection for one another. You have stated your wish to live together, always open to a deeper and richer friendship and partnership. You have formed your own union based on respect and honor. Therefore, it is my joyful responsibility to officially acknowledge your union as husband and wife. You may now seal your marriage with a kiss. Yeah. Now you will feel no pain, for each of you will be shelter for each other. Now you will feel no cold, for each of you will be the warmth of one another. Now you are two persons. There is only one life before. Go now to your dwelling place to enter the days of your life together, and may your days be good and long upon the earth. Just a moment. Okay. Treat yourselves and each other with respect, and remind yourselves often of what you brought, of what brought you together. Give the highest priority to the tenderness, the gentleness, and kindness that your connection deserves. When frustration, difficulty, and fear assail your relationship, as they threaten all relationships at one time or another, remember to focus on what is right between you, not only the part which seems wrong. In this way, you can ride out the storms when clouds hide the face of the sun in your lives. Remembering that even if you lose sight of it for a moment, the sun is still there. And if each of you takes responsibility for the quality of your life together, it will be marked by abundance and delight. Almost done. Almost here now. Oh, man. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, by the power bestowed in me in the state of Washington and by Jordan and Annie, it is my privilege to present to you for the very first time Mr. and Mrs. Jordan and Annie Voorhees, guys. Woo! Give it up. Let's stand up, everybody. Come on. Blue. Okay, everybody, let's get everybody to meet on the far side over here. We're going to get a reception line going, and we're going to get some of the groomsmen to move some tables. So if you want, just meet over there on the far side of the lawn. Thank you, guys.
Well, watch them grow. They'll learn much.